Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for light rain with a high of 58. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County deputies responded to two accidents over the weekend. Three vehicles were involved in a crash Saturday evening at approximately 5:25 near the Fairfield Airport. Police reports indicate a Fairfield juvenile driving a 2014 Jeep Patriot was stopped on Highway 45 while waiting to turn onto a county road. The juvenile was followed by a 2015 Chevy Cruze driven by 26-year-old Fairfield resident Jeremy C. Withrow, who was also stopped on the highway. A Cisney juvenile was headed north on the highway in a 2002 Pontiac Grand Prix. They became distracted, failed to see the other vehicles stopped in the roadway, and struck Withrow in the rear. Withrow was then forced into the rear of the Fairfield juvenile in the chain reaction crash. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. The Cisney juvenile was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, and a passenger in their vehicle was later taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital by a family member. Deputies also responded to an accident at about 2:15 yesterday afternoon, approximately 1 mile north of Wayne City. According to police reports, 67-year-old Wayne City resident David W. McKenzie was stopped on a county highway and was attempting to merge onto Highway 15. He started to pull onto the highway, saw an oncoming vehicle, and backed up. Police reports say the brakes went out on McKenzie's 1999 Chevy Silverado. He backed into a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria driven by 27-year-old Wayne City resident Rufus E. Clevenger, who was waiting behind him. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, 47-year-old Fairfield resident Thomas W. Kramer was arrested by Fairfield police Friday morning on a charge of domestic battery. Kramer was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Nicholas A. Ewing was arrested Saturday morning by Illinois State Police on charges of driving with a suspended license and possession of less than 5 grams of meth. He was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license, and he was cited for not wearing a seatbelt and driving with expired license plates. Ewing was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 27-year-old Devin B. Baker was arrested by Fairfield police on Wednesday on charges of criminal damage to property and criminal trespass. Police reports indicate Baker forced his way into a residence by kicking and damaging a door. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and released after posting bond. Fairfield police are also investigating the theft of a red and white Honda XR70 motorcycle from the 100 block of West Center Street. Melissa Lewis reported the theft on Wednesday. Police say it was parked next to a garage and was last seen on December 1st. Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Marty Garner says the Fairfield merchants have chosen to extend their Passport to the Holidays promotion to December 19th. Completed passports may be returned to the chamber office and entered into a drawing for $300 in chamber bucks. A winner will be announced on December 20th. Passports may be purchased at participating merchants for $5, and proceeds will benefit the Fairfield Festival of Lights. The Secret Santa Committee, based out of the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, says its deadline for Secret Santa tree gifts is tomorrow. The tree is located in the Fairfield Kincaids, and tags have been placed on it for people to pick. Interested shoppers should pick a tag from the tree, shop for the child mentioned on the tag, and then return the gift to the tree in Kincaids. Again, the deadline to return any gifts for the Secret Santa tree is tomorrow. Fairfield Public School District 112 Superintendent Dr. Scott England says he hopes to see some changes to some classrooms at Northside in the future. Appearing on the Community Connection, Dr. England says he hopes to expand Chromebooks to first and second grades.
There is an opportunity for an additional grant money out of the state via the federal government. So I've looked at that, and we have talked for many years now. We've got the one-to-one initiative that started at Center Street, 4th through 8th grade for Chromebooks, and then that was brought down to the 3rd grade about the year I got here, I think. And we've talked about, okay, now we've got kindergarten, 1st, and 2nd. What can we do to get more opportunities for them? With the hope that all this is approved, looking to expand our Chromebooks down to 2nd and 1st grade to have classroom sets. And teachers are excited because there's a lot of opportunities that you can do, because both of our math and our reading curriculums come with additional resources and tools that can be accessed online.
Dr. England also has the details of his district's upcoming Christmas program schedule, which begins tonight.
6:30 at First Christian Church, and first up is kindergarten and third grade. And so we kind of do a little different than what you normally see with pairing our youngest at Northside with our oldest. And then we pick it right back up on Tuesday, okay. And that'll be first and second grade. Then we take a break Wednesday. We don't have any. Typically, that's whenever we've had the 4th and 5th grade Christmas. But since they did the Veterans Day, we're off on Wednesday. And we come back for probably one of the cutest programs that we have every year, and that is pre-K on Thursday.
Each program is free to attend and will take place at the First Christian Church. The Fairfield Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade was held Saturday evening, and Parade Chairperson Jamie Jones has shared the float winners in various judging categories. The Flora Apple Queens float received first place in the youth, school, or adult organization class, and the Boy Scouts float came in second place. In the church division, First United Methodist Church came in first, and Northside Baptist came in second. Jim's Custom Auto and Fairfield Banking Company came in first and second place, respectively, in the business division. For the individual classification, Bryant's Miniatures came in first, followed by Beta Eta Princess Sadie Young. The Best Use of Lights honor went to the Fairfield Banking Company, and the Wayne County 4-H float was Grand Marshal Phyllis Hilliard Wilkes' choice. Over 60 floats entered the parade this year. First place winners will receive $200, and second place winners will receive $100. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. The council has 5 items of scheduled business on its agenda. Aldermen are first scheduled to discuss and possibly approve a tax levy ordinance. The council's finance committee met last month, and it gave a tentative recommendation of a 4.96% increase in the levy. Mayor Brent McGuire said that recommendation was not set in stone. The Council's second item to address concerns possible approval of ordinances regarding cannabis regulation. At its last meeting, the Council directed City Attorney Darren Rice to draft three ordinances for cannabis, one each for prohibiting sales, taxing sales, and zoning businesses should the Council approve cannabis sales. Each of the three ordinances will be discussed, and the agenda does allow aldermen to vote on which avenue to take. Aldermen are also expected to approve a resolution authorizing a highway authority agreement before entering executive session. After executive session, the council is expected to pass a resolution to release minutes of previous executive sessions, as well as an authorization to destroy audio recordings of closed session meetings. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tomorrow night at 7 in the Lincoln Trail College cafeteria. The board is expected to approve a motorcycle safety agreement with SIU for all four IECC locations, as well as an affiliation agreement with Carl Foundation Hospital for the phlebotomy program at Frontier Community College. Affiliation agreements with four area hospitals are also expected to be approved for Olney Central. The board will then hear reports from its bid committee, including a report on the design and construction of a new exterior electronic sign at FCC. The committee will also present two equipment contracts for Wabash Valley. After bid committee reports, trustees are scheduled to hear a district finance report and a report from interim CEO Marilyn Holt. After executive session, a personnel report is also expected to be approved. This is the final board meeting of 2019, and its next meeting will be at Wabash Valley College on January 21st. IHSA member schools are voting this month on a proposal to stop district scheduling for high school football. The system was approved last year, and it's set to go into effect in 2021. However, Fieldcrest and El Paso High School principals Bill Lapp and Brian Quam want to put a stop to it.
And honestly, I did not feel that the football, organizing the scheduling of football, was practical or appropriate for the IHSA, as it would be the first regular season scheduling that the IHSA would undertake. There's, you know, the IHSA is truly a playoff system. You do things to qualify for the playoffs. You know, granted, basketball, baseball, everybody qualifies for the playoffs, but still the regular seasons are established and set up, and you go play who you want to based on who the school board and schools allow you, you know, agree to, the conferences you join and the distance you want to travel. All that is locally controlled. And I quite honestly, Brian and I, we didn't feel like it was the IHSA's responsibility to tell us who to go play in the regular season.
Member schools will vote on the bylaw amendment through next Monday. Officials say Southern Illinois University Carbondale has received an increase in freshman applications for the next academic year. The school received 27% more freshman applications compared to the same time last year. Over 2,600 students have been admitted already, which is a 21% increase, according to the Southern Illinoisan. School officials credit fresh recruitment efforts, including the addition of a St. Louis recruiter and a new campus visit program. Officials said it is unclear whether the increased applications will lead to a bigger freshman class overall. The recruitment season is about one-third of the way through. Illinois Treasurer Mike Frericks says more than 32,000 people are now participating in the state's Secure Choice Retirement Savings Program. Kim Howard has the story.
Secure Choice is wrapping up its first year and is designed for workers that don't have access to a retirement program, says Treasurer Frericks.
About half of Illinois working adults don't have the ability to save through their workplace. We know that a worker who has a workplace retirement savings option is 15 times more likely to be saving for their retirement, and we're going to offer that to thousands of more Illinois employees.
Nearly 4,700 employers with 25 workers or more are offering the Secured Choice program as required by law. The default investment for employees is 5% of their paycheck, but that can be raised or lowered, or they can opt out altogether. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Remember black and white TVs? Or 8-tracks? Or this? All of these, at one time or another, were the best. And then something better came along. Introducing Sultro Fungicide Seed Treatment, the seed treatment bringing SDS protection to the next level. By providing superior control of SDS without any of the stress shown in plants treated with other seed treatments like Alevo, Sultro is SDS protection. Upgraded. Talk to your retailer or seed dealer about upgrading to Sultro. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 57. We have received 0.09 of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Dees, all your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,942, down 72. The NASDAQ is at 8,642, down 14. January crude oil is at $59.01. That is down 19 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Flora resident Ruth Laureen Troyer Graves, formerly of Jeff, died at 1:45 p.m. on Saturday at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville, Indiana. She had worked at Walmart for several years. Ruth Graves is survived by her son, Bobby Hill of Sisney, daughter Kathy Maxey of Pound, Wisconsin, two grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, and brothers Donnie Troyer of Fairfield and Eldon Troyer of Sisney. Funeral services for Ruth Graves will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Susie Foundation, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Carmi resident Becky M. Cooper died Saturday morning at Carmi Manor. She was a member of the Maunee Methodist Church. Becky Cooper is survived by her husband, Mickey, sons Adam and Christopher Jolly, daughter Melissa Swain, 9 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, brother Danny Burnett, and sister-in-law Gina Burnett. Funeral services for Becky Cooper will be held at noon on Friday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Marshall Ferry Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9. Fairfield area weather for today, cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 58. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 25, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 32. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny on Wednesday with a high of 45 and low of 22. Partly cloudy on Thursday, a high of 45 and low of 28. And then partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 48 with an overnight low of 32.